感谢主，弟兄姊妹们早。
We thank the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们这回主给我的负担是说到求神的义和神的荣耀。
The burden which the Lord has laid upon me for our times together is to seek the righteousness and the glory of God.
我实在很感谢主，我觉得我们主耶稣对我们一面是要求很多，可是一面是蛮有恩典。
I thank our Lord on the one hand, even though he has great expectations of us, he is also one who is full of grace and mercy.
主耶稣没有跟我们说，是你必须要有神的义，你必须要有神的荣耀，他没有这么说。
The Lord did not say, you must have the righteousness of God and you must have the glory of God.
或者说主没有说你今天就要有神的义，你今天要活出神的义，你今天就得有神的荣耀，他没有这么说。
The Lord did not say that you have to have the glory of God today, you must live out the glory of God today, and you must have the righteousness of God today.
主耶稣用最 tender 的话跟我们说，你要求神的义，你要求神的荣耀。
But our Lord Jesus spoke most tenderly as he speaks to us to seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
Yeah. 所以感谢主，我们今天早上我们先还是读几句圣经。
We thank our Lord this morning. Let us read a few Bible passages.
我们先读一下，再读一下马太福音第五章第六节。
Let us first read from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5.
那这个我们已经读过好几次了。
We have read these passages quite a few times.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Verse 6, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
还有一节就是我们第六章第33节。
Also from chapter 6, verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you as well.
那我想我们再读一节，是第五章的第二十节。
Let us also turn back and read chapter 5, verse 20.
主耶稣说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
The Lord Jesus says that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以这里呢，我们主耶稣跟我们说有两种义，一种义呢叫做文士和法利赛人的义，另外一种义呢叫做你们的义。你们的义就是他是把这个分开的。
When the Lord speaks this, he is distinguishing between two righteousnesses. He says to his disciples, your righteousness and the separation from the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
Okay. 那我想还有一句话很蛮重要的，这个是这个约翰福音第约翰福音第十六章。
Also, these very important words in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16.
那这个是我们主耶稣最后一天晚上跟他们说的。
These words our Lord Jesus spoke unto his disciples on the last evening.
第十六章第八节，那这是主耶稣说到圣灵要来。
Chapter 16, verse 8, this is when the Lord tells his disciples the Spirit is to come.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
为罪是因为他们不信我，为义是因为我要往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Of sin, because ye believe not on me; of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more.
所以我请弟兄姊妹注意这第十节，那主耶稣说为义是因为我要往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Convicted of righteousness because I go to my father and ye see me no more.
Yeah. 那 这一句是很有意思的话哈。这个意思呢，主耶稣的意思就是说，我到父那里去，你们找不到我了，所以呢，你们就找不到义了。
And these words are very meaningful. We are reproved of righteousness because I go to my father and you see me no more. In other words, there is no more righteousness. You cannot find righteousness because I've gone to my father and you see me no more.
是，主耶稣没有说的，但是他意思是这样。那然后以后在我们的福音书里头，使徒保罗把这个说尽了。那意思就是说呢，这个义呢，只有在主耶稣里。这个义呢，完全在主耶稣里。
Our Lord here did not say it in detail, but that's what he means. Later on, the Apostle Paul in the epistles expounded on this greatly and spoke fully on this, that only in the Lord Jesus Christ is there found righteousness.
对，好，那我们低头有点祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们今天我们特别把我们自己仰望在你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves especially into thy hand today.
主啊，我们实在是历史历代，主啊，我们父神的心，向他自己的百姓是多么的迫切。
Indeed, God the Father's heart throughout all generation is so anxious for his people.
但是我们人都是很微小的人，我们在世上的日子有限，我们的心更是蛮狭小的。
And yet we are so insignificant and so small, so feeble, and our heart is so narrow.
但是主，我们感谢你，历史历代，真是你把你的你自己的心里的盼望，你心里的一切的迫切，主啊，你的倾倒在愿意听你的人的心里。
Lord, we praise and thank thee throughout all generations. You are still seeking after those who are willing to listen and obey you, and you pour out your heart to them with such great expectation.
所以，亲爱的主啊，我们是承认我们自己的不足，但是主，求你的灵在我们里头，今天可以找到自由。
Lord, we do acknowledge our own lack and insufficiency. We pray that the Holy Spirit may have His way and freedom today.
主啊，我们要看见你的荣耀。
Lord, we desire to see Thy glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我今天想跟弟兄姊妹因为我们前两次我们都交通了神的义，也交通了历史历代神的义怎么样去居然被一些人所 appreciate。
Brothers and sisters, in the past two times we have spent together, we have looked at the righteousness of God and throughout the generations, how his righteousness with those before us.
Yeah, 所以我们感谢主。那今天我是想跟弟兄姊妹主要是要交通一下这个历史历代神要摆在他自己百姓面前的那个义。感谢主，我们基督耶稣来了，就借着主耶稣就给到我们到我们的里面。
So today then, we're going to see how that righteousness is related to us since our Lord Jesus has come and he has placed that righteousness within us.
那主耶稣把神的义不但让我们看见，而且把怎么样成就神的义的这个里头的基本的能力，基本的基本的这个生命给了我们。
We would also consider then, not only has God given, placed this righteousness in us through our Lord Jesus Christ, but along with that, the power and the life, that he has enabled us and bestowed upon us.
是，假定主只是告诉我们什么是神的义，我们知道了也没有办法。
Now, for example, if the Lord only told us concerning the righteousness of God, yet there is no power, no life which enables us connected with that righteousness, then there is no channel for us.
但是感谢主，他自己成为我们的生命，就让我们可以活出一个神要我们得到的义。
But we thank God because Christ himself is our life, so that we're able to live out, manifest that righteousness, which is Christ himself.
可是我们主在世上只有三年半。
Now, our Lord, when he ministered on earth, it was only 3.5 years.
那人在这三年半中间呢，心里没有，并没有准备好来完全接受主耶稣要带来的。
And in these 3.5 years, the hearts of men were not completely ready to receive, the Lord's coming.
但是感谢主，在往下的日子，这些使徒们把他们从主那里所领受的，把然后他们自己一生所经历的写在这个书信里面。
But we praise and thank the Lord, the apostles to follow, then they wrote down all the epistles, all that they have received from the Lord and all that they have experienced.
那让我们今天在读他们的书信的时候，我们就觉得里面有这么样一条路。
And so when we read the epistles today, we see this path.
那不就是不但我们耳朵里面听到，我们脑筋里面知道有这个意，我们这个意居然还可以在我们里面活出来。
Therefore, not only do we hear with our ears and understand with our minds, but we understand from within that this righteousness has a way that can be lived out.
所以这个义不但是一个启示，而且这个义是一条路。
Therefore, this righteousness is not only a revelation, but this righteousness is also a way.
我们感谢主，许多年以前，当大卫还想到他做牧童的时候，他想到了。那个有一条路叫做义路。
We thank the Lord. Even long ago, when David was just a shepherd boy, he thought of this way, this path, and that is called the path of righteousness.
他说：“主耶和华呀，因着他的名引导我走义路。”
And he says, "The Lord God have led me on this path of righteousness for His namesake."
所以感谢主，我们今天我们这些使徒们，他们用他们一生的经历。和他们一生的里面的这个迫切，把他们把这条义路呢放在我们面前。
Therefore, we thank God that the apostles before us have placed this path before us in the epistles through all that they have experienced in their life with much fervency.
是，所以主耶稣带给我们的那个义，放在我们里头的义，这些个使徒们就帮助我们怎么样可以把它活出来，这叫做一个义路。
Therefore, the righteousness which the Lord has given us and placed upon us through the apostles and their epistles, they show us this path, how this righteousness can be lived out.
那这个是我今天想跟弟兄姊妹们交通的。
This is what I would like to fellowship upon this morning.
就是我想昨天最后我没有时间了，本来想跟弟兄姊妹交通一点点关于以赛亚。
Yesterday, we did not have enough time. I wanted to mention a bit concerning Isaiah.
因为当我们能够看见往过往的日子，主怎么样带领这些人，亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、以赛亚，当我们看见这个的时候，我们就对我们跟随神有一个盼望，有一个把握。
Because when we look upon how the Lord hath led the saints before us, whether it's Abraham and Moses and David and Isaiah, then we're able to see that hope.
那当我们回想这些人的时候，他们里头有一个对神的一个渴慕。
When we look
upon, 对, go ahead.
When we look upon these individuals in the past, we can see within them there's such a longing, a desire for God.
而且他们对神有一个追求。
And they also have this pursuit after God.
那我们昨天说了，你看亚伯拉罕，你看摩西，你看大卫。那我昨天所提到的关于义呢，都是他们个人的经历。
And as we looked at the individuals of Abraham and Moses and David, when we considered it was their individual experience.
当然，我们谈到摩西的时候，摩西心里的 concern, 他心里的负担是为了所有神的百姓，神是把他的百姓交托给摩西的。
Of course, when we looked upon Moses, we see his concern, his burden was, which God laid upon him was for all God's people, how God entrusted the people to him.
但是我昨天跟弟兄姊妹交通的是摩西自己里面的观察和自己里面的感觉。
But what we fellowship upon Moses yesterday was the feeling, the observation, his experience of Moses.
所以当我们想到以赛亚的时候，你就发觉以赛亚书里头很少谈到他自己。
But when we look at the person of Isaiah in the book of Isaiah, we seldom see Isaiah speaking concerning himself.
那以赛亚只是会想到神的国，想到以色列，想到犹大，想到耶路撒冷。
What is upon the heart of Isaiah, he sees the kingdom of God. He sees Israel, he sees Judah, he considers Jerusalem.
我只说两件事。
So these two points about Isaiah.
那第一个呢，就是在以赛亚书一开始，你就发觉以赛亚他说呀，他说可叹中性的城成为妓女。
So we can see even at the beginning offset of Isaiah, there it says that he was sighing for this faithful city who has turned into a harlot.
那这个 faithful city 的中性的城就是耶路撒冷。
And this faithful city, of course, is referring to Jerusalem.
那他当他想到这个从大卫的时候开始，这耶路撒冷神是把他自己的所有的心意 pour out， 就是倒出来，倒到耶路撒冷。
Of course, when we see even at the time of David concerning Jerusalem, how God have put His desire upon Jerusalem and pour out all His heart upon her.
但这么许多年下来，耶路撒冷的百姓，耶路撒冷的君王，腐败了。
Yet throughout all these years, Jerusalem and her people and her kings, they have been corrupt.
所以以赛亚说，他说从前充满了公平公义在其中，现在却都是凶手住在那里。
And Isaiah says that what was justice and peace that abide in her now dwells the murderers.
那他继续再说下去呢，你就发觉他用了这个字。他说不为孤儿伸冤，不为寡妇伸冤。
And he says the judges does not give vengeance to the fatherless or the widow, they hear not.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你当你看到这些先知们，你看见他们的心里面常常觉得我们以色列，我们犹大，我们的 ruler, 他没有跟随神，他们反而是不爱惜孤儿，不爱惜寡妇，不爱惜寄居的，也不爱惜穷人。
So brothers and sisters, when we see many times the prophets sigh for Jerusalem and her rulers, how they do not judge God's people rightly, and they do not care and love for the fathers, for the widow, for the poor, and for the needy.
是，那你看以赛亚是这样，你看耶利米是这样，你看以西结也是这样。你看弥迦都好多的先知，他们的心里面都摸到这个东西。
We see all the prophets, whether it be Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Micah, many of the prophets, they touch upon this matter.
Yeah, 他们常常说我们没有照顾到寡妇，没有照顾到孤儿，我们没有照顾到穷人，没有照顾到寄居的。
How the rulers, the kings, the judges did not care and neglected the inhabitants, the fatherless, the widows, the poor and the needy.
所以这些先知们都摸到神心里面的一个痛。
And the prophets were able to touch upon how this aches the heart of God.
我们感谢主，我们以赛亚，所以等到以赛亚的书的中间，来到以赛亚书42章以后，他就说呀，看啊，神的仆人。
Therefore, when we see how Isaiah touch upon the shortcoming of the king and the people and the city in Isaiah in the latter chapters in 42 and onward, he points us and shows us the servant of God.
所以感谢主，神要以赛亚心里边看见，将来有一个神的仆人要来。
We thank God that He shows us through Isaiah that one day God's servant shall come.
他来了，什么都要改变。
And when the servant comes, all will change.
那最重要的改变就是我们来到以赛亚书最后的时候。
And the drastic change is when we are at the end of Isaiah.
是所有神仆人所要带来的改变，最后就让我们看见耶路撒冷应该是怎样。
Because the servant came, the transformation of Jerusalem, Isaiah shows us at the end of the book.
所以以赛亚书第59章的后面，他说到有一个Redeemer, 有一个救赎主要来到西安。
So in the latter chapters of Isaiah, starting with 59, he shows us there is a Redeemer.
那这一位 Redeemer 就是他前面所说的那个 servant, 他的仆人。
And this Redeemer is the servant which Isaiah shows us previously.
这位仆人来了之后，他原来耶路撒冷，那个是神说，原来耶路撒冷是被四周围的人讥笑的。
And when this servant comes, this Redeemer comes, previous to this, that Jerusalem was a mock to others around her.
是，那但是神说，这位来，这位Redeemer 来了，他要使耶路撒冷到一个地步，四周围讥笑他的人现在要跪在他的面前。
But after this Redeemer has manifested, then all those who surround Jerusalem who scoffed now will come and bow before her.
那这一位 Redeemer 来了，他做了什么事呢？
And so when this Redeemer has come, what did he do?
那以赛亚书六十章就说，他说他要使耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
And it tells us in Isaiah chapter 60 that this Redeemer has come to make her an eternal excellence and eternal joy.
这个是在以赛亚60章第14和15节。
And this is found in Isaiah chapter 60 verses 14 and 15.
然后以赛亚说，说这位 Redeemer 来了，他要使为西安悲哀的人呢，他们现在成为神的公义树。
And he says then when this Redeemer is come, for those who mourn for Zion now has become a tree of righteousness.
那这个公义树呢，不是他们自己长的，是神所栽的。
Now this tree of righteousness did not grow on its own, but it is God himself who have planted.
那为了神的荣耀。
And it is for the sake of the glory of God.
那当这位 Redeemer 来了，他要把耶路撒冷的公义和荣耀带出来，成为世人的光。
And when this Redeemer has come, he will bring forth the righteousness, the glory of Jerusalem to be the light of this world.
这个是以赛亚书六十二章的第一节。
This is the first verse in Isaiah 62.
那等到，那然后以赛亚书六十二章他又说，他说我要在耶路撒冷城上设立守望的。
And then he continues to say that upon Jerusalem he will set watchmen.
这些个守望的人，他们要不停的祷告。
And these watchmen will continue ceaselessly in prayer.
他们自己不休息，他们也不让神休息。
The watchmen themselves shall not rest, and they shall give God no rest.
一直等到神让耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Until God will make Jerusalem praised in all the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是以赛亚的 burden， 这个是神给以赛亚的负担。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the burden which God has laid upon Isaiah.
那用我们弟兄Kenny 的弟兄他第一天告诉我们的，这个是神给以赛亚的启示。
And using the words of our brother Kenny, which he shared with us on the first day, this is the revelation, the spirit of revelation which God has given to Isaiah.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们回头看这些人，亚伯拉罕也好，摩西也好，大卫也好，以赛亚也好。
So brothers and sisters, when we look back on all these individuals, whether it be Abraham, Moses, David, or Isaiah.
所以他们一生过来发觉神是公义的。
We see throughout their life, they look back and they see that God is righteous.
而且只有神是公义的。
And only God alone is righteous.
而且在神义的公义里面，我们看到神的荣耀。
And in God's righteousness, we see God's glory.
这不但我们人身上可以活出他的荣耀。
And not only from us is his glory able to be lived out.
而且耶路撒冷也可以有他的荣耀。
But Jerusalem herself can bear her glory.
它可以彰显它的公义。
And Jerusalem can manifest his righteousness.
可以把它的公义，它的光带给世界。
And can bring forth his light and shine as brightness to all the world.
叫做耶路撒冷呢，弟兄姊妹。
Jerusalem, brothers and sisters.
耶路撒冷就是我们今天神的教会。
Jerusalem is the church today, God's church today.
所以以赛亚心中，神放在以赛亚心中对于神百姓的负担和期望，也是神今天对你我作为他的教会他的盼望还有他的期望。
Therefore, the burden which God laid upon Isaiah for his people, for Jerusalem, is the same for us today as his church, as his people, the same expectation.
所以感谢主，你知道吗？历世历代以来，最不愿意神的盼望、神的期望能够成就的就是撒旦。
We know, brothers and sisters, throughout all the generations, the one who does not long desire for God's expectation to be fulfilled is Satan.
当人想要羡慕神，当神想要追求神的时候，
When man longs after God and wants to pursue after God,
当人想要尊重神的时候，
When man wants to honor God,
那当人要把神放在宝座上的时候，
And when man wants to enthrone God,
我们记得这个以赛亚，以赛亚书第六章，这以赛亚有一天呢，就来到在那个神的殿里面看见耶和华高高的在神的宝座上。
And we remember how one day Isaiah came to the temple, and this is in Isaiah chapter 6, he saw God's throne highly lifted up.
那天是他里面的敬拜。
And that was his worship on that particular day.
往下他一辈子的服侍，一辈子的生活，神的宝座都在他的眼前。
And then throughout his life, all of his service is before the throne of God.
这位撒旦，他最大的目的就是要把神从人心里面，从那个宝座上拉下来。
And the desire of Satan is to pull God down from the throne in our hearts.
我们记得在约伯记的开始。
We recall at the beginning of the book of Job.
约伯是敬畏神，远离恶事。
And Job was one who feared God and departed from evil.
他和他的家都是一样。
It is the same for Job and his house.
但是有一天，撒旦就跟神讲。
But one day, Satan said to God.
他说，约伯敬畏你，难道不是有目的的吗？
Satan said to God, does Job fear you and worship you without purpose?
他说你呀，若是把你给他的好处拿掉，他要当面咒诅你。
And Satan challenged God and said, well, if you will remove all his goodness, all his blessing, he will curse you to your face.
所以你看弟兄姊妹，撒旦就是要把我们，把耶和华从我们心里面的宝座拿掉。
No, brothers and sisters, we see the scheme of Satan, how he desires to have God who is enthroned in the heart to take God down away from that position.
那当然我们知道，我们感谢主，你看那个神说你去做吧，你自己去做吧。
And we thank God, God allowed for Satan to do as he will.
感谢主，那就是约伯记的开始。
Now we thank God, that was only the beginning for Job.
那等到我们来到，后来我们知道约伯是很苦的。约伯记来到第九章，约伯问了一个很有意思的问题。
And so we know then the sufferings of Job is very difficult, and we see in chapter 9 of Job how he asked this question.
约伯说啊，人在神的面前怎么能成为义呢？
And so Job asked this question, how can man be just, be righteous before God?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个约伯那句话说了人心底下最基本的一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, that question from Job, it speaks at the core of the issue in the depth of our heart.
人在神的面前怎么能够成为义呢？
Well, when man before God in God's presence, how can we be righteous, be just?
感谢主，这个是所以在约伯记一开始就给我们看到这个历史上最大的问题，就是这个撒旦呐、啊，想要把神呐、啊、从人的心里面拿掉。
We praise and thank God. Even at the beginning of the book of Job, we can see the greatest issue that man is dealing with from Satan, how he desires to remove God from the throne of our heart.
但是感谢神，人是神的按照自己的形象造的。
But we thank God because man was created according to God's image, his likeness.
人的心里面对神有一个基本的渴慕，有一个基本的尊重。
In the heart of man, there is a very basic underlying worship and honor to God.
所以约伯就把这个里面的这个感觉表示出来。我们人怎么能够在神的面前成为义呢？
And this was expressed from Job. Our basic issue is how does man become righteous, just before God?
Yeah, 所以弟兄姊妹，谈到这个宝座这件事情，我们有的时候觉得，哎呀，神的宝座好遥远。
And when we speak about this throne, this rule, we think sometimes it's so far from us, removed from us.
但是我们说到的这几位，亚伯拉罕，摩西，大卫，以赛亚，神在他们中间，在他们的心里都有一个宝座。
Yet, even when we consider only these four individuals, Abraham and Moses and David and Isaiah, within them, in their heart, God has established his throne.
甚至于约伯在最痛苦的时候，神在他的心中有个宝座。
Now, in his richness, in his abundance, the throne of God was set up in the heart of Job.
Yeah, 那虽然撒旦要把这个宝座拿掉，但是在约伯里面，神仍旧是他心里面的宝座。
But yet, even though Satan tried to remove God from the throne in Job's heart, God's throne is still in the heart of man.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们说求神的国，求神的义，那个意思就是说，神在我们心中，他坐在宝座上。
So when we say we will seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, it means that the throne of God is established in our heart.
是，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，当我们求神的国，求神的义的时候，神的宝座就在我们的心里。
Yes, brothers and sisters, when we do seek after his kingdom, his righteousness, then his throne is set upon our heart.
那当我们求神的国，求神的义，极可慕义的时候，神的宝座在我们的心里面就越来越明显。
When we do seek after his kingdom, his righteousness, and hunger and thirst after righteousness, the more and more clear that throne in our heart of God is.
今天早上我们弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌里头有一句，他说：“主啊，主耶稣啊，你在我的心中，我的心中有你的宝座。”
So the song we sang earlier, our brother led us living for Jesus, it says, my heart is set upon thy throne.
对，我的心是你的宝座。
And so, yes, my heart is thy throne.
感谢主，这个是撒旦拿不掉的。
We thank God, this is something that Satan cannot remove.
但是约伯这个问题，他说我人在神的面前怎么能够成为义呢？
And so then this question again of Job to God is, how can man become righteous before God?
神没有马上回答他。
God did not immediately reply to Job.
所以我们不能谈约伯谈太多了。可是呢，你回头今天想想，人在神的面前怎么可以成为义呢？
Now we cannot spend too much time further on Job, but consider this very question. How is it that man can become righteous, be right with God?
神的回答其实是，我的儿子就是你们的义。
But in fact, God's very answer is, that my son is your righteousness.
其实弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的新约。
Brothers and sisters, that is what is our New Testament.
主耶稣把神的义带来了。
Our Lord Jesus brought the righteousness of God.
以前我们对世上的人，所有的人，甚至于历史的人，对于神的义有点是蛮模糊的。
Now, concerning those before us, concerning the things of God, concerning the righteousness of God, it is very dim to us.
你只能够从几方面来看，像我们第一天所说的一样。
We can only look, consider the righteousness of God from a few angles, as we shared in the first day.
但是主耶稣来了之后，你就在他的身上看到神的义。
But when our Lord Jesus is come from him, from his very person, we see the righteousness of God.
你的义只有在他的里面。
For only in him dwells righteousness.
而且全部的义都在他的里面。
And in fact, all righteousness abides in him.
我们看见我们主耶稣，我们就看见神的义。
When we see our Lord Jesus Christ, we see the righteousness of God.
所以这就是那天主耶稣在世上最后一天跟他们门徒们在一起，他就说圣灵来了，要叫我们为义、为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Therefore, even in the last evening when our Lord was on earth, he spoke to his disciples, saying, when the Spirit is come, he will convict, reprove man of sin, of righteousness, of judgment.
那为什么义呢？因为我走了，你们再找不到我了。
Why are we reproved, convicted of righteousness? Because our Lord Jesus shall go to the Father and we shall see him no more.
所以他的意思是说，主耶稣的意思是说，你若是找到我，你就有义了。
In other words, our Lord Jesus is saying, if you see me, if you find me, then you find and see righteousness.
你若是找不到我，你就找不到义了。
And if you do not see me, you do not find me, there is no righteousness.
是这主耶稣说的。
And that's what our Lord Jesus said.
所以我们感谢主。那等到我们来到这个书信的时候，
We thank our Lord. Now when we move further and see the epistles,
这几位使徒们就慢慢就把主耶稣所说的那一句话，在只有在他的里面，你找不到我，你找不到义，这句话他们就真是把它向我们说明。
Then the apostles, through the epistles, really expounded in detail what that substance means when our Lord Jesus said of righteousness, because you see me no more. And they explained to us how all righteousness is found in our Lord Jesus alone.
那这些事情难道是你就拿使徒保罗来说，难道使徒保罗就是有一天突然想起来了，就全部就写下来，十三封书信都写下来，难道是这样的吗？
Would it be that, oh, one day this just dawned upon Paul, the apostle, and he just wrote this matter down in all the 13 epistles. Did it happen this way?
不是的，弟兄姊妹，他是走过他的一生，慢慢他所领会的写下来。
No, brothers and sisters, but it's throughout all of Paul's life, in all his experiences, then gradually, accumulatively, he wrote all this down.
他自己走出来了，走过了一条义路，走出来了一条义路，写下来作为我们的帮助。
Paul himself went on this path of righteousness. He have gone through this path of righteousness, and he wrote it down to be our help.
那彼得也是一样，约翰也是一样，雅各也是一样。
Same for Peter, same for John, same for James.
所以这些在书信里面写给我们的不是。说实话，不是我们的教训，不是给我们的所谓的教训，这些给我们看到都是真真实实的经历。
So all that is written for us is not only truth and doctrine for us, but it is their actual experience which the apostles before us have gone on.
这就是为什么我们每一次读这些使徒们的书信的时候，我们里面会震动。
Why is it that is the very reason why when we read these epistles of the apostles, it impacts and shakes us within?
那我们使徒保罗，他原来做扫罗的时候，他是逼迫这位耶稣的。
Now we look at the apostle Paul. Before he became the apostle Paul, he was Saul and he was one who persecuted the church.
Yeah. 那使徒保罗说，他说我对祖宗的律法特别热心。
And the Apostle Paul tells us of his own experience as to the law of the fathers, he was zealous.
那就律法上所说的义来说，我是无可指责的。
And Paul himself testified of the righteousness from the law, he is blameless.
这是在腓立比书第三章开始的时候。
This is at the beginning of Philippians chapter 3.
可是很奇妙的事情，有一天呢，这个主耶稣已经钉过十字架了。那么有一天他们在审问这个斯蒂芬的时候，在斯蒂凡的时候。
And this is wonderful. This is after our Lord was crucified on the cross and when Stephen was spoken by the crowd and was asked.
对，这个那天呢，这个犹太教的所有的长老，70个长老在那儿审问 Stephen， 审问斯蒂凡。
It was all the 70 elders of the Judaism surrounded Stephen and asked him.
And 那使徒保罗，因为他是这个犹太教里面的青年才俊，所以他也在那儿。
And because Paul was of the Pharisees, and he was a young Pharisee, but he was up and coming Pharisee, so he was in their midst.
斯蒂凡说完的话，最后一句是什么？
And what were these last words of Stephen there?
这是使徒行传第七章。
This is in Acts chapter 7.
最后一句话他是说，当那个义者来的时候，你们把他杀了。
And Stephen said that when the righteous one has come, you have slayed him.
所以当斯蒂凡提到圣殿，提到律法，提到割礼的时候，大家还可以听，还可以忍受。
So when Stephen shared about the temple, about the circumcision, the others were still able to hear him out.
但是当斯蒂凡提到说是这位义者来的时候，他们就受不了了。
But when Stephen spoke about this righteous one, they could not take it.
所以他们就把他就推到外面用石头打死。
And when Stephen told them about the coming of this just one, they dragged him out and stoned him to death.
所以为什么义者这件事情对他们里面那么样的扎心呢？
So brothers and sisters, this was how shooken and how impacted they were in their hearts pricked when Stephen spoke concerning this just righteous one.
因为神早就放在他的儿女的心里面那么多年是有一位义者要来。
That is because God has placed in the very heart of man that one day this righteous one will come.
那在亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕说到这个后裔，我们弟兄的 message 里面说了，亚伯拉罕说到这后裔。
And in our brother's message, he shared about this one to come, when he shared about the heir, the seed that is to come.
那亚伯拉罕不知道那一位要来的后裔是谁，但是他说有一天这位后裔要来。
Even though Abraham did not know who this one was, but he knew that one day this the heir will come.
那一位后裔是完全公义的。
And he is altogether righteous.
那一位后裔就是那位义者。
And this heir, capital T, is the righteous, this just one.
那摩西也是一样，摩西快要死的时候，摩西说以后神要在你们中间兴起一位先知像我。
And just as Moses, before his death, he said, God will raise up one like me, a prophet.
他是你们要听他。
And you must hear him.
所以摩西看到那一位将来要来的先知，就是那一位 righteous one, 义者。
And the prophet which Moses was pointing to is the one, the coming of the righteous one.
那大卫也是一样，大卫的晚年说有一位公义的 ruler， 他是在那里治理他的百姓。
And just as David in his last days, he said there is a righteous ruler who will come and magnify and rule over his people.
这个 ruler 不是我，不是我的家。
And this ruler is not me and my house.
所以那位公义的 ruler 就是这位义者。
And that righteous ruler is the same righteous one that's come.
那以赛亚更不用说了，以赛亚所说的就是将来要来的那一位神的仆人。
Of course, it's very clear in the book of Isaiah, he refers to the servants of God who is to come.
他要让耶路撒冷成为公义。
And he will make Jerusalem righteous.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当这个犹太的这些个大的人物啊，听到斯蒂凡说那一位耶稣就是义者，他们受不了。
Therefore, when these rulers in the synagogue of Judaism, when they heard Stephen refer to the righteous one, they could not take it and hear this.
扫罗也受不了。
And Saul could not bear this.
那个是扫罗的开始，那个是保罗的开始。
That was the beginning of Paul when he was Saul.
那感谢主，几年大概是可能一两年的，就是以后他在大马士路上看到了这一位。Ruler, 才看到了这一位主。
Later on, perhaps a year or two later, it was when, Saul then on the way to Damascus, this ruler, this righteous one.
所以这一位耶稣是 ruler, 是这一位公义的，是 the righteous one, 这件事情是深深的种在他的心里。
And therefore, that Jesus is the ruler, this righteous one then was deeply planted into the heart of Paul.
感谢主，往下的日子，扫罗变了。
We thank the Lord. From that day on, then Saul was transformed.
那很有意思啊，当扫罗这个所谓的这个义呢，不是他脑子自己想出来的。
We thank God because this matter of righteousness was not thought up in the mind of Saul himself.
是斯蒂凡也说了。
Stephen said this.
那还有这些其他的使徒们也都看见主耶稣告诉他们的话，这个后来保罗也听到了。
Through Stephen and all the apostles, the word that was spoken later on was also seen by Paul.
那使徒保罗曾经说过，说有一次啊，我到耶路撒冷，意思我的目的呢是要见这几位使徒。
And Paul also shared with us that he desired to go to Jerusalem, and the purpose of that was to see these apostles before him.
对，使徒保罗说，好让我确信我的路没有白跑，没有跑错。
The purpose to see the apostle before him is to confirm that he did not run in vain.
所以感谢主，在他和这些个彼得啦，在雅各啦、约翰啦和他们的这在一起。他好有好几天了，你在一起的时间，我想这些使徒们都告诉他，主耶稣当年跟他们说的是什么。
So I believe even in the few days that they spent together with Paul, spent with Peter and James and John, they spoke to him concerning all that the Lord had spoken and their experience with the Lord.
那保罗都记在心里。
And Paul kept all this in his heart.
所以感谢主，你知道吗？我们主耶稣，比如说我们主耶稣那天，主耶稣说，说是，这个你要饥渴慕义。
Now we thank the Lord. For example, when the Lord spoke on that day, he said to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
那主耶稣说，求神的国，先求神的国，先求神的义。
And the Lord also said, but seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那比如说那天主耶稣第一句话说到天国呢，他说是邻里贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And on that day when our Lord spoke on concerning the Beatitudes, his first he said was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
师兄姊妹，你若是有空你回去看呢、啊。主耶稣所说的这个八件事啊，使徒保罗的书信里面都有，后来都提到了。
Now, brothers and sisters, then we can consider this. All the beatitude, these eight blessings which the Lord spoke on that day, we can find throughout the letters, the epistles of Paul.
那比如说那个邻里贫穷或者是谦卑的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
For example, when we say, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are humble and meek, for theirs is the kingdom of heavens.
那你说使徒保罗什么时候提到这个呢？
Then you might say, well, when did the apostle Paul mention about that?
这弟兄姊妹，我想想，使徒保罗曾经说过，在使徒中间我是最小。
So brothers and sisters, we consider, we remember when Paul refers himself as the least of the apostles.
那在圣徒中间，以父所述，他在圣徒中间我是最小。
And even in the book of Ephesians, Paul refers himself to the least of the saints.
那最后在提摩太书里面，他说在提摩太前书里面，他说在罪人中间我是罪魁。
And when we look at 1 Timothy, Paul refers to himself as the chief of sinners.
所以感谢主，我们主短短的三年半中间他所说的话，使徒保罗都听进去了。
And so we thank God that all the words that are spoken by our Lord in 3.5 years of his ministry, Paul heard all those words.
Yeah, 而且他在他的里面都有极大的作用。
And it dwelt in him and had effectual within Paul.
那这个义的这件事情特别抓住他的心。
And this matter of righteousness really grabbed hold of Paul's heart.
我们如果想罗马书，那从比如说从第一章到第八章，没有讲别的，就是讲神的义。
So even when we consider the book of Romans from chapter 1 to chapter 8, it spoke on nothing else except the righteousness of God.
那感谢主，那个使徒保罗就在罗马书里面告诉我们，我们这个义路是怎么走的。
Thank God, through the Apostle Paul, he points out and shows us how we are to tread on this path of righteousness.
所以当使徒保罗说，比如说第一章，他说什么是福音呢？
And so, for example, when the apostle said, what is the gospel in Romans 1?
那罗马书第一章十七节，这个使徒保罗就说，他说借着福音啊，让神的义显明出来。
For example, in chapter 1, verse 17, through the gospel, the righteousness of God is made known, is revealed.
所以福音不是只是说是让我们得救了就算了。
And so the gospel is not merely just to save us, and that's all.
那福音呢，是要把神的义显明出来。
But it is through the gospel that the righteousness of God is revealed, made known.
那不但显明出来，而且让我们中文叫始于信与至于信。那英文很简单，就是从信到信。
And the Chinese translation is not as easy and as simple as English. This is revealed from faith to faith.
就是我今天我靠着信走了一步路，完了之后晚上我想想，我感谢主。明天我靠着信我再走一步路。
In other words, from faith to faith is I thank God in the morning, I walk by faith, and at the night I reflect and it was by faith, and then the next day is also by faith, and so on.
所以你信就带我们一步一步一步的走下去，从信到信到信到信。
So from faith to faith to faith to faith, it is by faith that we take every single step.
所以使徒保罗马上说，所以义人呐、啊，义人呐、啊，因信啊得生。
Therefore, the apostle Paul continues to say that the just, the righteous, shall live by faith.
那这里也是英文说的比较对，就是说我们中文叫做因信得生，你若是没有想清楚，你以为我是因信所以我得了生命， No, 因信而活。
And so in the Chinese translation again, it seems like that we are live by faith as we gain life, we receive life by faith, but it ought to be continuous that we live by faith.
是我们每一天每一天每一天的生活是因为我们的信。
So we not only have life by faith, but every day, each single day, we live by faith, by that faith.
那么结果是怎么样的？结果就是你呢，就是被称为一个义人 ，righteous man.
What is the result of living by faith every day from faith to faith? The result is you shall be called then the righteous one, the righteous man.
所以你看，这个是罗马书第一章所说的。
This is Romans chapter 1.
我们的一生，神的义要靠着借着福音到我们里面。
All our life, the gospel by faith reveals, makes known the righteousness of God.
这是我们义路的 the righteous path 的开始。
And that is the beginning of the righteous path for us.
那等到罗马书第 第三章第四章的时候。
And when we get to Romans chapter 3, chapter 4.
那使徒保罗就说，他说我们这个义啊，神的义啊，不是我们自己做出来的。神的义呢，是因信被神成为义。
In chapters 3 and 4 of Romans, it says this righteousness is not of our own, but we are justified by faith, and this righteousness is of God.
对，罗马书第三章一开始他就说，没有义人，连一个也没有。
In chapter 3 of Romans, it says there is no one righteous, no, not even one.
我们的义都是破烂的衣服。
And all our righteousness are like filthy rags.
这个是当年以赛亚说的。
Now, of course, we know these words are from Isaiah.
Yeah, 但是要紧的是没有义人，连一个也没有。
But the point is, there is no one righteous. No, not even one.
那么义是怎么来的呢？神的义是怎么来的呢？我们的义是怎么来的呢？
It's come. How does the righteousness of God come?
我们的义是神给的。
Our righteousness is given by God.
所以他第三章和第五章他都说这个义呢是一个 gift of God, 就是神是给我们的。
It continues in Romans that this righteousness is a gift of God.
Yeah, 比如说哈，我想我不跟大家读一下，我们没有 anchor, 那我们就看一句好不好，这个罗马书第三章。
So I like to look at this scripture with brothers and sisters, so it becomes an anchor to us, his word.Chapter
3. 对，罗马书第三章第二十二节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 22.
神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
所以这里说呢，他说神的义呢，是因为信耶稣基督加给了一切相信的人。
So here it tells us, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, given unto all, and upon all that believe.
是，感谢主，我们弟兄说的好， given unto all. 神的义不是我们原来就有的，是神给我们的。
And so, as it is in the English, it is not of our own righteousness, but it's given upon all, it's given by God.
那我再给大家一个例子，第五章第十七节。
So another example in Romans chapter 5, verse 17.
啊，若因一人过犯，死就成为为这一人作王，何况那受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的。
For if by one man's offense death reigneth by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
感谢主，我们弟兄翻译的 the gift of righteousness. 那这里我们中文很强烈，说这个所赐之义。
So just as the English translation, as in the Chinese translation that emphasized this, it is the gift of righteousness.
所以这个义呢，不是我们原来就有的，义呢是赐给我们的。
Well, brothers and sisters, this righteousness is not of our own, it is a gift of God.
所以感谢主，你看使徒保罗说，义呢是原来是要福音显明出来，让我们看见。
So the Apostle Paul says that the gospel is to be manifested for us to see.
那然后我们看见之后呢，这个义呢是然后感谢主，在他的恩典里面，他给了我们。
And so the righteousness of God is revealed by faith in the gospel, and after we see it is revealed to us, He has given this gift to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，了不起的事情，当我们信耶稣的时候，神的义就给了我们。
So brothers and sisters, this is wonderful. When we believe in Jesus, then this very gift of righteousness is given unto us.
弟兄姊妹，其实这是非常合理的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very reasonable.
当神知道我们信了耶稣。
When God knows that when we believe in Jesus,
他知道一件事，就是你以后的路就会走对了。
He knows that now from this moment we believe in Jesus, our way is we are on the right way.
那当基督在你里面的时候，你就能够分辨什么是善，什么是恶，什么是义，什么是不义。
When Christ dwells in our heart, then we can tell good from evil and what is righteous, what is not unrighteous.
当耶稣不在你的心里的时候，你根本没办法分辨什么是义，什么是不义。
And when Christ does not abide in our heart, we cannot distinguish from what is righteous, what is unrighteous.
所以世人很可怜，他们没有耶稣在里面，没有神的儿子在他们的里面。
So it is very sad for those who do not believe in Jesus because they do not have the Son of God in them.
他们基本上很难分辨什么是善，什么是恶，尤其在这样的社会里面。
It is very difficult for one without Jesus to tell good from evil, especially in the society which we live.
你可以有很多，你的手机里面可以有很多的 app, 很多的不一样的东西。
There can be many different things in our phone, many different apps.
可是你手机里面就缺了一个 app, 那个 app 是 Christ is my life.
But there is one app that we will not have on our phones, that is Christ is my life.
所以没有办法，你的手机就到此为止。
And so, that's all that our apps on our phone can help us in other things.
有一天你的手机里头有一个是说，耶稣是我的主。耶稣是我的生命。
But one day when this application upon us that is Christ is my life and he is mine.
那个手机可以帮你做一切的事。
Then when we have that app in us, then it can help us with all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，这是使徒保罗带我们的第二步。这第一步他告诉我们说福音是要把义带给我们看见。第二这个往我们信了耶稣的时候，神的义放到我们里面。
So this is the step by step which Paul leads us concerning the righteousness. First, it is revealed to us through the gospel, and once we believe, then this gift of the righteousness is given unto us within us.
那第三步，那使徒保罗就说你要看见一件事，你已经与基督同死、同埋、同复活了。
The third step then Paul shows us is that now we have already beenWe have died together with Christ, we have been buried with Christ, and we have been risen with Christ.
这个是罗马书第六章那个受浸的意思。
And we know that in Romans chapter 6 concerning baptism.
要从那个时候开始我的罪身灭绝，我这个从罪来的这个身体就没了，灭绝，死了。
So from that point on, my body of death, my body of sin has been put to death, is no more.
从我水里起来的时候，我是有一举一动有新生的样式。
And when I come out of the water, I walk in the newness of life.
这个罪和这个我的这个肉体在我的身上再没有不能成为我的捆绑了。
And no longer is sin and death upon my body able to be a bondage to me.
我已经和我的主一同定死，一同复活了。
For I have been crucified and risen together with my Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个义在我们的身体，在我们的心里面，现在可以成为 front and center, 成为我们里面的力量，不会被我们的自己的肉体，不会被我们的罪所拉下去。
So then, brothers and sisters, this righteousness now becomes front and center of our life, and no longer are we bounded by sin and death and pulled down by the weight of our sin.
感谢主，到第八章，使徒保罗就让我们看见，我们这个义路是要走下去的。
Well, we thank the Lord through a chapter of Apostle Paul in chapter 8 of Romans. It tells us we have to move forward on this path, on this way of righteousness.
那这个路是怎么走上去呢？那使徒保罗说是圣灵在引领我们走这条路。
And Paul tells us it is the Spirit, he is the one who leads us on this path of righteousness in Romans 8.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上，第八章第四节。
So in Romans chapter 8, it tells us that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命和平安。
Those who are mindful of the flesh is death, but those who are mindful of the spirit is life and peace.
那基督若在你们的心里，身体因为罪而死，但是我们的灵却是因义而活。
Now Christ, who is in us, by the Spirit, we are made alive.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢主 ，by the Spirit we are made alive， 就是靠着神的灵，我们今天活过来了。
Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank the Lord. It is because of the Spirit. By the Spirit, we have been made alive. We have been quickened.
所以使徒保罗给我们看见，我们第一步呢是神用他的福音啊，让我们看见义。
Again, Paul takes us step by step. The first step through the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed to us.
那第二步呢，是当我们真正信我们主耶稣的时候呢，神的义呢就送给我们当礼物，放在我们里面。
When this revelation is made known to us and we accept it, then the gift of righteousness is given to us, put upon us, given place within us.
那第三呢，就当我们真是愿意与主同死同埋同复活的时候，这个时候神的义呢就在我们里面可以活了，不必为我们的罪，被我们的肉体所捆绑。
But then the third step is when we're willing to die with our Lord, to be buried with our Lord, to be risen with our Lord, then we are empowered to live out that righteousness. No longer does the sin and flesh weigh us down.
我怎么样走呢？我怎么样？哪里是我的目标呢？感谢主，第八章告诉我们，圣灵来了，他要带我们跟随神。
So how do I go? Where is the way? Where is the path? We praise and thank God. Chapter 8, the Spirit is come and He will lead us onto that goal and He will lead us on this way of righteousness.
是圣灵带我们进入生命和平安。
And it is the Spirit who leads us into life and peace.
圣灵让我们的里面能够活过来。
And it is the Holy Spirit who has quickened us, made us alive again.
圣灵带我们第八章的后面。带我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And of course, we see that the Spirit continues His work and leads us on in the end of chapter 8. We're conformed to the image of the Son of God.
好让我们可以让神得到荣耀。
So that when we're conformed to the image of the Son of God, God is glorified.
好让神自己的荣耀经过我们可以显出来。
So that the glory of God through us now can be made known, manifested.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，神主耶稣告诉我们，求神的国，求神的义。那这些使徒们就给我们引出一条路。果然，我们到后来，我们可以成为神的荣耀，我们可以成为神的义。
So we can see when God tells us first seek ye after His kingdom.His righteousness, and the apostles show us this way, this path. As an end, we see how we can be one who is able to manifest the righteousness of God, the glory of God. Now, we dare not say that we become the glory of God.
你看罗马书第八章第三十节。
And so Romans chapter 8, verse 30.
我应该从二十九节读到三十节哈。那被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人预先定下效磨成他儿子的形象，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的又招他来，招他来的又称他们为义，称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
So we will read Romans chapter 8 verses 29 and 30. From whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
所以感谢主，磨成神儿子的形象，被神称为义，然后他的叫我们这些人得荣耀。
Conform to the very image of the Son of God, those whom he has called, he has justified, and those whom he has justified, him glorify.
那我们可能也不敢说我们自己是成为神的义。
Now we dare not say also that we have become the very righteousness of God.
可是神的工作在我们的身上。到后来，我给弟兄姊妹读 哥林多后书第五章最后一句话。
Yet, this is the very work of God upon us. We will read then from Corinthians chapter 5. The last.
21节。
Verse 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
For he hath made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
所以弟兄姊妹你能相信吗？
Brothers and sisters, can we imagine this?
你能相信我们居然可以成为神的义吗？
Can we imagine, believe that we ourselves can become the very righteousness of God?
神叫那一位无罪的成为我们的罪，好让我们可以成为神的义。
That God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him.
所以弟兄姊妹，那我们常常说，我们是什么样的人？怎么可能有这个盼望？怎么可能成为神的荣耀？我们这样的人怎么可以成为神的义？
Brothers and sisters, we see how wretched we are. How could it be that we can become the very righteousness of God, the glory of God?
对，你们原来我们怎么样也想不到，神会把我们看成是他的义。
Yes, brothers and sisters, there's no way we can imagine or fathom the fact that we can become the very righteousness of God himself.
但这个话是神说的。
But God himself spoke these words.
主耶稣自己的意思是这个。
And this is what the Lord Jesus have meant.
他为我们这些不义的人他成为义。
That he be,
对不起，这是为我们不义的人，为我们这些人他成为不义。
That our Lord Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin.
为我们成为罪，对，为我们成为罪。
He became sin for us, the righteous for the unrighteous.
好让我们这些人能够成为神的义。
So that we may become the righteousness of God.
Finally, 弟兄姊妹，我是觉得，我宁愿相信神，我不愿意相信自己的感觉。
Finally, brothers and sisters, I rather believe in God rather than how I feel.
使徒保罗到后来他自己，他说，他最后要死的时候，他说，当打的仗我已经打了，当跑的路我已经跑了，当守的道我已经守了，从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And this is the Apostle Paul's final words that he said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, and henceforth there is a crown of righteousness which is laid up, reserved for me.
不但为我存留，而且为所有爱慕他显现的人存留。
And he says, not only for me, but for all those who love, long for his appearing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？这个义呢，是一条路。
So brothers and sisters, we see that this righteousness is a way.
对，当年这个年轻的大卫摸到了这个东西，义路。神是耶和华的名引导我走义路。
We can see the young David, he have touched upon this path. For his name's sake, he have led me on this path of righteousness.
那现在这位使徒保罗他写给我们这么样一条义路。
And now the Apostle Paul also writes for us this path of righteousness.
那他一生自己就走了这么样一条义路。
And Paul himself throughout all of his life went on this very way.
我要走了。
And he is about to depart.
那当跑的路我已经跑过。
And he has finished his path, his course.
当打了仗已经打过。
And he has fought the fight.
当守得到我已经守了。
And he has kept the faith.
一路上我看见神的一个公义的冠冕放在那里。
And along the way, he sees that crown of righteousness placed before him.
这一位主 他是那一位公义的 judge， 公义的审判者。
And the Lord himself is that righteous judge.
他不会随随便便的把一个公义的冠冕给我的。
He would not casually just give anyone this crown of righteousness.
但是我感谢神，我走了这么样一条义路。
But I thank God, I've gone on this path of righteousness.
那有一个公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there's laid up for me this crown of righteousness.
是弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗的义路，他走过的义路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the path of righteousness which Paul himself has gone on.
他没有觉得这个义路只是为他一个人的。
And he knew that this path of righteousness is not only for him alone.
他说这个义路是为了所有爱慕他血液的人。
But this crown of righteousness, this path of righteousness is for all those who long and love his appearing.
这位救主他来，他不但给我一个新的生命。
And the Savior has come not only to give me a new life.
他领导我，带我走一生，走这个义路。
But he has led me all the days of my life on this path of righteousness.
他把这个荣耀的盼望放在我的面前。
And he has placed this hope of glory before me.
他把一个公义的冠冕放在那里，说这是为我的。
And he has placed this crown of righteousness and has my name on it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是只是为保罗，这是为你，为我。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only for Paul, but for both you and me.
使徒保罗有一句话，我觉得是我们应该也记得的。
Now there are these words of Paul that we ought to memorize and know.
在腓立比书第二章第十五和第十六节。
In Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16.
在这弯曲悖逆的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That we ought to be in this crooked and perverse generation as blameless and pure children.
是的，这个时代是弯曲悖逆的时代。
Yes, this generation is a crooked and perverse one.
但是使徒保罗说，腓立比书第二章十五十六节哈。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 15 and 16.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖逆的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命之道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸口，没有空跑也没有徒劳。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 15 and 16, that we may be harmless and simple, irreproachable children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom we appear as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, so as to be a boast for me in Christ's day, that I may not have run in vain nor labored in vain.
在弯曲悖逆的时代，神更要你，更要我为他做见证。
In such a crooked and perverse generation, all the more God needs for us to be his testimony.
他要你，他要我作为他的义。
He desires for you and me to be his righteousness.
他要你和我彰显他的荣耀。
He desires for you and me to manifest his glory.
将生命的道表明出来。
So that we may hold forth the word of life.
做神无瑕疵的儿女，把显在这个世代的当中。
And to be manifested in this generation as the harmless, simple, irreproachable children of God.
主耶稣曾经说过，说你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
The Lord Jesus has said that we are the light of this world, the salt of this world.
那我们刚读的以赛亚书的六十二章，他也说过。让耶路撒冷的公义和耶路撒冷的 salvation 的救恩能够让世人看见。
And we have read also in Isaiah chapter 62 that the righteousness of God, the salvation of God may be seen by all nations.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是神给你给我的责任。
Brothers and sisters, this is the responsibility, the duty which God have laid upon you and me.
也是神给教会的责任。
This is also the responsibility which God has placed upon the church.
所以当那个神叫摩西去从埃及把百姓带出来的时候。
So when God told Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt,
你要跟法老说。
God said to Moses, say to Pharaoh,
以色列是我的儿子，以色列是我的长子。
Israel is my son, my firstborn.
作为儿子是说神爱他们。
As a son tells us that God loves us.
作为长子是神对他们有一个expectation,
as
有一个期望。
As a firstborn, that is God's expectation of us.
你们要做我的见证。
To be my witnesses, my testimony.
你们要世界上的人，你们 neighbor, 你们四周围一切的人看见我的公义，看见我的荣耀。
So all those around you, all the nations, all your neighbors, all those around you will see my righteousness and my glory.
来，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主啊，我们心里实在是感谢你，实在是赞美你。
Dear Lord, from the depth of our heart, indeed, we praise and thank thee.
历世历代以来，你对所有人，主啊，你的带领。
Throughout all the generations, we see how you have guided us.
好多人没有看见，没有听见，好多人没有注意，但是有些人看见了，有些人注意了。
Many may not have seen or heard or pay attention to, but there are some who have seen and heard and taken heed.
他们是我们的榜样。
And they are our example, our encouragement.
是亚伯拉罕。摩西是我们的榜样，大卫是我们的榜样，以赛亚是我们的榜样。
Abraham and Moses and David and Isaiah, they are our examples.
可是主啊，你的心意不只是停留在他们的身上而已。
Yet, Lord, thy heart's desire not only remains on them alone.
你的心意甚至于不只是停在大卫身上而已，不只是停在保罗的身上而已。
Thy desire not only remains on David.On Isaiah, on Paul.
Yeah, 那甚至于你的心意，你的盼望，还要到我们这些人的身上。
But thy heart's desire, thy expectation is also the same upon us.
所以主，我们实在是感谢你对我们的爱，对我们的 expectation， 这远远超过我们自己所能想象的。
Lord, we do praise and thank thee. Thy love, thy expectation upon us far surpasses what we can know or imagine.
所以主啊，我们宁愿相信你，我们不愿意相信我们自己的感觉。
Lord, we rather believe in thee rather than how we feel.
主啊，求你的灵在我们里头有自由。
Lord, may thy spirit have freedom within us.
主啊，求你的十字架在我们身上继续的工作。
Lord, may thy cross continue to do the work within us.
好让我们可以走在这个义路上。
So that we may walk, continue on this path of righteousness.
好让我们成为你的义，好让我们能够彰显你的荣耀。
So that we may become thy righteousness and manifest thy glory.
主啊，求你的恩典，你的怜悯，你的 blessing 在我们每一位弟兄每一位姊妹的身上。
Lord, may thy grace, thy mercy, thy blessing be upon all of us, each and every one, a brother and sister.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.